This goes to Dr. Stebleton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N. Fax 989-775-1640. Regarding Patricia, middle initial R like Rebecca, and the last name Rau, R-A-U. Date of birth June 10th of 1934. Dear Dr. Stebleton, this is a consultation for Mrs. Rau, who was sent for evaluation of stage 4 chronic kidney disease, which was noted in October of last year when she was hospitalized from October 11th through the 14th with pacemaker malfunction and fluid overload. She did have a AV node ablation and was stabilized and was able to be discharged in much better condition. Her ejection fraction at the time of that hospitalization, actually just prior to that hospitalization, September 28th, showed an ejection fraction of about 20%. In a very dilated left atrium with moderate tricuspid regurgitation, atrial fibrillation with episodes of rapid ventricular rate, and mitral regurgitation also. So after the AV node ablation and the pacemaker change, she recovered and is doing very well at this point, although the kidneys have never completely recovered. The patient does not have any symptoms of chronic kidney disease, currently no symptoms of fluid overload either. She is accompanied by her daughter, Patricia, to this appointment, and prior to accepting the referral, she did want us to know that she is not interested in having dialysis, even if that became necessary. The patient denies dizziness or syncopal episodes, no shortness of breath, cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. She has had a history of GI bleed, though, that did require several units of packed red blood cells several years ago. No current edema or claudication symptoms. She does suffer from urinary incontinence and nocturia several times a night. Urine is not cloudy and no visible blood. Past medical history is significant for stage 1 left lower lobe lung cancer that was caught very early and required about 6 radiation treatments only to treat. She has had a history of syncopal episodes, none recently. She had a myocardial infarction in 2016, anemia, angina, diabetic neuropathy, anxiety, diverticulosis, congestive heart failure, eczema, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, a benign brain meningioma that just required monitoring and did not require surgical removal, degenerative joint disease, type 2 diabetes, and the GI bleed requiring 4 units of packed red blood cells for very low hemoglobin. Past surgical history, she had a 4-vessel CABG in 2018, as well as permanent pacemaker placement 2018, and the AV node ablation was October 13 of 2022, and pacemaker replacement at that point. Social history, the patient has never smoked. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow of about a year, and she lives alone when she's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, hypertension, thyroid disease, asthma, cancer, hyperlipidemia, and glaucoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. drug allergies. She's allergic to Brilinta. They feel like that was responsible for the GI bleeding, and ACE inhibitors. Medications, she's on aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Zebeta, Z-E-B-E-T-A, 5 milligram daily, Trulicity, 1.5 milligrams once a week, iron, 65 milligram 3 days a week, Lasix is 40 milligram on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, insulin, long-acting Lantus, 70 units once daily at bedtime. Humalog regular is 5 units 3 times a day with her meals. Imdur is 60 milligram once daily. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram as needed for chest pain. Crestor, 20 milligram daily. Spironolactone is 25 milligram daily, and Losartan, 50 milligram once daily. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 60 and a half inches, weight 176 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 124 over 60, pulse 66, and oxygen saturation 94% on room air. Her neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Thyroid non-tender, no palpable nodules. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, very distant sounds, but no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Capillary refill is brisk. Pedal pulses 2+. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 5th of 2023. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. Creatinine is 1.8. Estimated GFR is 27. And for 7 of 23, creatinine 1.8. GFR is 27. 10-20 of 22, there's an outlier creatinine of 1.1 with GFR 48. 10-14 was creatinine 1.7, GFR 29. And 10-11 of 22, creatinine 1.7, GFR 29. Her albumin 4.4, calcium 9.3, sodium is 135, potassium is slightly elevated at 5.3, and our range for stage 4 chronic kidney disease is between 3.5 and 5.5, so she's on the higher end of normal, but not higher than we expect. CO2 29, phosphorus 4.1, intact parathyroid hormone is 105.2, hemoglobin 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. And her last hemoglobin A1C was done April 7th of 2023, and it was 6.4. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-standing congestive heart failure and coronary artery disease. We would like the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. We've given her instructions on low potassium diet. She is on 2 medications that will affect that potassium, but they're very cardioprotective, so we don't wish to change them. That would be aldactone and Losartan. We want to keep those as long as possible for cardioprotection. She also has congestive heart failure, and that seems to be stable at this point. And she sees cardiology on a regular basis. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.